Let's follow up now on an explosion at the Imperial Sugar Refinery in Port Wentworth, Georgia. It happened 2 weeks ago. The fire in the plant just outside Savannah burned for 7 days. Federal investigators are on the scene, and this week funerals were held for the last of 9 employees who died as a result of the explosion. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The Imperial Sugar Company sits back off Georgia Highway 25, part of a string of industrial plants that sprang up along the Savannah River. Pines, oaks, and even palm trees line this stretch of road, heavily traveled by semi-trucks. The sugar plant, which opened in 1917, is all but hidden from the highway. On February 7th, at about 7 in the evening, the peace in Port Wentworth was shattered.
It was just one big, very deep boom.
Father Michael Cavanaugh is pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, just across the street from the plant.
Initially, this is where everyone ended up. And so we set up the front as a more serious triage area. We brought tables out. They were hanging the saline bottles from the pear trees in front of the church.
8 died in the explosion. Dozens were injured. And one worker died later in the hospital. 16 people still remain hospitalized with extensive burns. Sam Boyd has worked at the sugar plant for 26 years. He was off that night after he and a co-worker traded shifts.
It's hard to say. I feel guilty in a way and glad in a way. You know, I wanted to go in there and see if I could get, you know, some more out.
Boyd stayed outside the plant all that night to help the injured, among them many of his friends. He says he's still in shock over the explosion.
I tried to go to sleep last night, and I didn't do nothing but toss and turn. And I had went to the doctor the other day, and he'd give me something to help me sleep, and I had to take one of them. Don't seem to help any. I just sit there and toss and turn.
The fire raged in the silos for a week and burned up to 4,000 degrees. When it was out, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives came in to conduct its investigation and found no criminal wrongdoing. Officials say sugar dust is the likely cause. President and CEO of Imperial Sugar, John Schepter, says it's still too early to know for sure.
The cause has not been determined. It has all of the evidences of a dust explosion, and I think the data is being collected to validate that assumption.
The company hired a team of engineers to assess how much it will cost to repair the facility, and Schepter has vowed to reopen it. In the meantime, Imperial Sugar continues to pay its 370 employees, and that has fostered a lot of goodwill. Susan Brown with Colony Bay Florist in nearby Garden City, Georgia, attaches magnolia leaves to a wreath for Saturday's memorial service in Savannah. Most of those who work at Imperial Sugar, known here as Dixie Crystals, have lived here all their lives. Brown says it's difficult not to think about the families.
When I use that sugar, I've always thought of these guys, and now, of course, when I use my sweet sugar, these guys that helped put it in that bag are gone, some of them, and the whole plant's gone, and the whole community just suffers that. So I think, you know, it kind of does bring it home.
Out in front of the sugar plant, under the Dixie Crystal sign, a memorial to the workers appeared with 9 flags, dozens of wreaths, and a note that reads, in part, "We think of you every day." Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Port Wentworth, Georgia.